Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1722, Fitness versus Diet. Which should you focus on first? By Emma Hogan with lesmills.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday. Like I do every Wednesday, I'd like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, always new, always exciting, always full of promise. The mornings of our lives, each a personal daily miracle. Gloria Gaither. All right, and with that, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Fitness versus Diet. Which should you focus on first? By Emma Hogan with lesmills.com. How boosting fitness beats weight loss tactics. A compelling new research review could help spark life-changing fitness habits for millions. There are an estimated 650 million obese adults worldwide, and each year, 2.8 million people die as a result of being overweight or obese. For many, a focus on weight loss may seem the most obvious way, and potentially the only way, to curb obesity-related health issues. But it's not necessarily the best solution. This new study shows that when it comes to living a longer, healthier life, increasing physical activity beats weight loss tactics hands down. After researchers analyzed hundreds of past studies involving data from tens of thousands of men and women, they found that you can cut the likelihood of heart disease or premature death more significantly by improving fitness, not dropping weight. This suggests you can be healthy at any weight, if you're active. We're not necessarily against weight loss. We just think it shouldn't be the primary criterion for judging the success of a lifestyle intervention program. This is according to study co-author Glenn Gesser of the College of Health Solutions at Arizona State University. He goes on to say, quote, we would like people to know that fat can be fit, and that fit and healthy bodies come in all shapes and sizes, end quote. In the research paper, the experts acknowledge that using weight loss strategies can be beneficial, but they can also contribute further to health issues. A focus on weight reduction commonly results in yo-yo dieting, which is referred to as weight cycling, and this is linked to muscle loss, fatty liver disease, and diabetes. Given our weight-obsessed culture, it can be challenging for programs that are not focused on weight loss to gain traction. But hopefully, studies such as this awaken people to the value that comes from focusing on physical activity. And as Gesser points out, for many, drastic changes are not required to make a difference. According to Gesser, quote, the benefits of exercise are dose-dependent, with the biggest benefits coming from just moving out of the couch potato zone to doing at least some moderate intensity activity. Gesser goes on to say, quote, it's also important to emphasize that physical activity can be accumulated throughout the day. For example, multiple short walks during the day, even as short as 2 to 10 minutes each, are just as beneficial as one long walk for your health, end quote. Amazing avocados remove fat from dangerous places. Forget apples. An avocado a day could offer more significant health benefits for a huge proportion of the planet's population. A recent study of overweight or obese individuals found that women who consumed one avocado a day had a reduction in deep visceral belly fat, which is particularly dangerous for your health. The findings came after study participants ate one specific meal each day for 12 weeks. Half the participants enjoyed meals that incorporated a fresh avocado. Half had nearly identical meals with similar calories, yet no avocado. Lead researcher Naiman Khan says, quote, the goal wasn't weight loss. we were interested in understanding what eating an avocado does to the way individuals store their body fat. The location of fat in the body plays an important role in health." End quote. Visceral fat is the fat that sits deep in the abdomen, surrounding the internal organs, and it's the most undesirable type of fat. Those with a higher proportion of visceral fat are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and other health issues. Interestingly, this study, which was published in the Journal of Nutrition, was funded by the Haas Avocado Board. How whole grains can help your waistline. A 2021 study has shown whole grains provide benefits on a whole lot of levels. Examining data spanning multiple decades, researchers found that middle-aged adults who ate at least 3 servings of whole grains a day had smaller increases in waist size, blood pressure, and blood sugar levels over time compared to those who ate less than half a serving per day. The study showed that with each 4-year interval, the waist size increased by an average of 1 inch for those who had a low intake of grains, but only 0.5 inch for those who had a high intake. And the average increase in blood sugar levels and systolic blood pressure was greater in low intake participants compared to high intake participants. According to the researchers, these health benefits are likely due to the dietary fiber found in whole grains having a satiating effect. They say the magnesium, potassium, and antioxidants may also contribute to lowering blood pressure, and soluble fiber in particular may have a beneficial effect on post-meal blood sugar spikes. An example of one whole grain serving is a slice of whole grain bread, a 1/2 cup of rolled oat cereal, or a 1/2 cup of brown rice. Quote, "The average American consumes about 5 servings of refined grains daily, much more than is recommended, so it's important to think about ways to replace refined grains with whole grains throughout your day." This was according to study author Nicola McCown. Quote, "For example, you might consider a bowl of whole grain cereal instead of a white flour bagel for breakfast, and replacing refined grain snacks, entrees, and side dishes with whole grain options. Small, incremental changes in your diet to increase whole grain intake will make a difference over time." You just listened to the post titled, "Fitness versus Diet, Which Should You Focus on First?" by Emma Hogan with lesmills.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'm a big believer in the importance of getting enough dietary fiber each day. The recommendation for most healthy adults is to consume 25 to 35 grams of dietary fiber each day. Researchers have discovered that most Americans only consume about 10 to 12 grams of dietary fiber each day, so less than half of what's recommended. As today's author Emma mentioned, fiber can be helpful for weight loss because it can increase feelings of satiety, meaning after consuming foods that contain fiber, we feel fuller longer. In fact, one of the first research studies I ever performed and published looked at whether increasing dietary fiber helped with weight loss. And sure enough, after following people for 1 year, we found that increasing fiber helped people lose weight. Plus, we're learning more and more about how the gut microbiome may play a role in weight loss. And one of the best ways to keep the gut microbiome healthy is to consume enough dietary fiber each day. Now, if you want to try consuming more fiber each day, don't do it all at once. Increase fiber into your diet slowly. Some relatively easy ways to get more fiber into your diet is to snack on berries, include beans as a side dish or as part of a recipe, and when shopping for packaged pastas, cereals, rice, and so on, look at the nutrition facts label. Try and buy a product that contains at least 3 grams of dietary fiber per serving. Oh, and whenever you increase your fiber intake, go ahead and increase your water intake too. Again, no need to go overboard on either of those. Just increase both gradually. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow. So hopefully I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.